Warning: there are significant elements of risk in any activity associated with riding a horse or any other saddle animal and the use of any related equipment. Please recognize that there are inherent dangers in the use or presence of any equine or saddle animal, including the risk of serious injury and death. The buyer and user of this recording accepts all responsibility of use. Julie Goodnight and Goodnight Training Stables Incorporated is not responsible for any accident from the use or misuse of this recording. The information contained in this recording is based on the research and experience of its creator, Julie Goodnight, and is intended for informational purposes only. Private Lessons with Julie Goodnight, Theory and Workout, is intended to help you increase your existing skill level and knowledge of theory as it pertains to horseback riding. The instructions and advice presented are in no way intended as a substitute for supervision or instruction from your equine professional. Consult your healthcare professional and your equine professional before beginning this or any other horseback riding program. The creators, producers, and distributors of Private Lessons with Julie Goodnight disclaim any liability or loss in connection with the exercises, instructions, and advice herein. Within 30 days of purchase, we will be happy to refund the purchase price of this audio recording to anyone who cannot accept these conditions.
To attempt this mounted workout, you should have good control of your horse at a walk, trot, and canter. If you do not have this minimal riding skill, you should not attempt this workout. Also, as with any form of physical exercise, do not attempt any activity that causes discomfort, and if there is any question about your health and fitness, be sure to consult a physician before you attempt this workout. Now, for your personal safety check. First, I'd like you to check your personal attire. Make sure you have on proper footwear, that you have a boot with a heel and a smooth sole, that you have a helmet on and it's properly fitted and the chin strap is snug. And if you wear chaps or gloves, make sure you have those ready to go as well. Secondly, check your horse. You want to be sure to be riding a quiet, comfortable horse that is responsive and obedient, allowing you to focus on your own riding instead of having to worry about the horse. Finally, I'd like you to check your tack. Make sure the bridle is properly adjusted, the brow band is even, the bit is sitting evenly in the horse's mouth, and the throat latch is fastened in order to hold the bridle on. Check that all connections are properly fastened. Check your saddle as well. Make sure the stirrups are evenly and properly adjusted for you. Check all the buckles and make sure the straps are in their keepers. Make sure that any place where metal meets leather is not worn and the stitching is in good shape. Doing a thorough tack check before you get up on a horse is a good, safe habit to get into. Finally, before you put your foot in the stirrup to get on any horse at any time, always check your cinch or your girth one more time and make sure it is adequately tight. So before we begin our mounted workout, take your horse into the arena, get mounted and comfortable, and we'll begin our mounted workout with a warm-up. If you will be riding with other horses and riders in the arena, make sure you stay attentive to traffic flow and spacing. This mounted workout is geared for intermediate and above riders that can walk, trot, and canter. Do not attempt any part of this mounted workout unless you have competency riding at the walk, trot, and canter. Turn the tape off now until you're ready to begin the mounted workout. Okay, let's begin our mounted workout now. You should be mounted and on the rail at a walk, tracking right. That means that when you get to a corner of the arena, you'll be making a right-hand turn. So on the rail, tracking right at a walk, let's go through the position inventory and work on your balance and rhythm. The same skills we worked on the ground in Part A, we're now going to do on the horse's back. So starting at the top of your head, make sure that your eyes are focused far off ahead, your ear is in alignment with your shoulder so that your neck is touching the back of the collar. Make sure that your shoulders are long and relaxed, hanging straight down as long as they can be, and that your sternum is lifted. Your lungs are fully inflated, and you're breathing off the top portion of your lungs. Remember that rounded shoulders are caused from collapsing in the rib cage, so lift that sternum up and lengthen your spine from the top of your head so that your back is completely straight. Still walking now, tracking right, prepare to make a circle to the right. And now, circle right at the walk, making a large round circle and coming back to the rail at the same point that you left the rail. Moving on down through the position inventory, make sure your upper arms are hanging straight down so that your elbows are bent and at your sides, and that your hands are reaching forwards towards your horse's mouth so that your hands are positioned in front of the saddle. Moving on down now, think about your lower back and pelvis. Check that your shoulders are back over your hips. Make sure that your lower back is flat and the pelvis is open so that you can feel the motion of the horse's back. Feel your hips moving in a right, left fashion. You cannot create this motion. Your job is to follow the motion and rhythm of the horse's back. Remember how to open your pelvis. We talked about it in Part A. Think about that cattail. You have a long tail, and you're going to reach between your legs and pull up on that tail to open your pelvis. Cowboys like to refer to this as sitting on your pockets. Prepare to reverse directions. Continue walking now, and I'd like you to make a half circle to the right. Turn your eyes to the right and ask your horse to turn right and reverse direction so that you're now tracking left at a walk. We'll continue our position inventory. Again, check one more time that your pelvis is open so that you're feeling the right, left lateral motion of the horse's back and the rhythm of his walk. Make sure as you open your pelvis that you lengthen and relax the backside of your legs down through your thighs and calves so that the weight comes into your heels. And lengthen through your heels so that you're not pushing on the stirrups. Your legs should be relaxed and hanging straight down underneath you. Remember the importance of ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. The temptation when you're riding is to allow your lower leg to get out in front of you in what we call the chair seat. You cannot be balanced in that position, so make sure that your legs are hanging straight down and that although your weight is flexing into your heels, you're not jamming your heels down so far that it pushes your leg out in front of you or stiffens your joints. One more time, let's review your position from head to tail. Eyes focused out in front of you, ears over your shoulders, shoulders over your hips, your sternum is lifted, your lungs are inflated, your shoulders are long and relaxed, your elbows are bent and hanging straight down at your sides while your hands are reaching out in front of you. Your back is flat, pelvis is open, so that you feel the motion of your horse's back and let that rhythm ripple through your lower body. Do not let that rhythm come up into your shoulders. If your rib cage is lifted, your upper body can remain still while your lower body moves with the horse. Just let that rhythm ripple through your body from the waist down. Your legs are hanging straight down, and as you open your pelvis, you make sure to lengthen the backside of your legs so that your weight drops into your heels. Now, I would like you to prepare to make a circle left. Make a big circle using half of the width of the arena. Turn your eyes to the left. Ask your horse to circle left in a round and arcing turn while maintaining your ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Let the turn spiral through your body. As you come back to the rail, you're still tracking left because you made a completely round circle. And you know that your circle is round if your circle began and ended at the same spot. You are still tracking left at a walk, and prepare to reverse directions and now make a small half circle to the left and go back to the rail in a reverse so that you are now tracking right at a walk. Check your position again. Ear, shoulder, hip, and heel, open pelvis, all of your joints are loose and fluid. And now we're going to do a reverse across the diagonal. Hopefully you've looked at the arena diagram in the back of the booklet. A reverse across the diagonal is when you reverse directions by cutting diagonally across the length of the arena in a straight line. So continue on around the rail at a walk until you complete the short side of the arena, and then make a right-hand turn and cut diagonally across the arena to the far opposite corner. Ride a straight line across the diagonal, keeping your eyes focused ahead. Check ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Make sure your pelvis is open. As you get to the opposite side of the arena, turn left So now you'll be tracking left around the arena at a walk. Continue walking and reversing across the diagonal of the arena until you are back on the rail, tracking left at a walk. Let's do a little stretching now to really loosen those joints and muscles. Make sure your reins are at an appropriate length to allow your horse to relax his neck, but not so loose that you cannot pick up on the reins as needed. Now, drop your chin to your chest and do some neck rolls. Roll your left ear towards your left shoulder, and then back, right, and chin to chest. Again, roll left, back, right, and chin to chest. And now let's reverse the neck roll. Drop your chin to your chest and bring your right ear to your right shoulder and rotate back and left and chin to chest. Again, right, back, and left, and chin to chest. Let's stretch your arms and shoulders now, but be careful not to pull on the horse's mouth. Bring your shoulders all the way up to your ears and rotate them back, bringing your shoulder blades together and down and forward and up. Again, back and down and forward and up. Now reverse your shoulder rolls and bring your shoulders up and forward and down and back and up and forward and down and back. Now, just to work on relaxing your shoulders even more, lift your shoulders up to your ears, and as you exhale, lengthen your shoulders all the way down so that your shoulders are relaxed and long. Go ahead and take your feet out of the stirrups now, and let your legs hang down straight and long, but try to keep your weight into your heels. Keep your toes up, and let your weight continue to sink into your heels. Take your right leg and swing it forward and back, forward and back. If this makes your horse a little bit jumpy, just slow down the motion of your leg a little bit. Soften the swing. Take your left leg now and swing it forward and back, forward and back. And now with both legs hanging straight down, rotate your toes in a circle so that you're flexing your ankles, circling your toes inward to outward, inward to outward. And now reverse the circle, bringing your toes in towards your horse, down and out, and again in, down, and out. Good. Slip your feet back in the stirrups now without looking down. Okay, now I would like you to reverse across the diagonal from the left rein, so continue on the rail until you completely pass the short side of the arena, and then you'll make a left-hand turn and come diagonally across the arena in a straight line to the opposite corner. Again, your eyes are focused far ahead, ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Your back is flat, pelvis is open so that you can feel the motion of the horse's back. And when you get to the opposite side, turn right so that now, once again, you're tracking right at a walk. Continue to track right at a walk, and we're going to prepare to bring the warm-up into the trot. Slowly gather your reins up a little bit in preparation for the trot. Give your horse a gentle bump with both calves as you inhale and reach forward a little bit with your hands and ask your horse to trot. You can ride the trot posting or sitting, whichever you're comfortable with. Remember what we talked about in Part A, that the trot is a two-beat, diagonal gait with a moment of suspension causing a lift in the horse's back. Remember how important it is that all of your joints are loose and relaxed so that the energy created from the horse's back can ripple through your joints and your body. I'd like you to prepare to make a circle to the right at a trot. Make it a big 60 to 70 foot wide circle so that your horse can maintain the steady rhythm of the trot. Take note of where you leave the rail and turn your eyes to the right as you ask your horse to circle to the right. Swivel down through your body but stay centered on your horse's spine and do not lean in either direction. Make a nice round arcing circle and return to the rail at the same point that you left the rail. You're now trotting at the rail, tracking right. Make sure your eyes are focused straight ahead, that your ears are back over your shoulders are over your hips, your pelvis is open, your ankles, knees, and hips are soft and relaxed, absorbing the bounce of the horse's trot. As you exhale, let your weight sink down even more into your heels. Prepare to reverse directions and make a half circle to the right. Look with your eyes first, gently and slowly pick up on the right rein and ask the horse to make a wide half circle to the right and go back to the rail tracking left. You are now on the rail at a trot tracking left. I would like you to continue on at the sitting trot, so hopefully your horse is nice and slow and relaxed and steady on the rail tracking left at the sitting trot. Check your ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Open your pelvis even more for the sitting trot, and as you do, soften your knees and lengthen the backside of your legs so that your weight sinks into your heels as your pelvis opens. Sink your weight down onto your horse's back through your heels. Stay soft and fluid in your joints. Prepare now to circle to the left. Take notice of where you leave the rail. Turn your eyes first and make a big 60 to 70 foot arcing circle to the left. Follow your eyes, swivel through your spine, and come back to the rail at the same point that you left it. Continue going straight down the rail, tracking left at the sitting trot. Prepare to reverse direction again, and now, starting with your eyes first, look to the left, make a half circle to the left, keep your spine very centered on the horse. Swivel down through your spine. Do not lean into the turn, but stay centered on the horse's back. And now you're tracking right at the sitting trot. Let's move up to the posting trot. Posting is an important skill whether you ride English or Western. It is the most comfortable way to ride the long trot for both you and your horse. When you post, you're going to rise forward and back with the rhythm of the horse's trot. You're going to rise up from your thighs, not pushing up from the stirrup, but rolling up onto your thighs, and then come right back down in a 1-2-1-2-1-2 rhythm. Let the horse's back push you up and out of the saddle. It's what's called the trampoline effect. Imagine you're bouncing your rear end on a trampoline and bouncing up and back down in the rhythm of the trot. And now let's go back to the sitting trot. Come all the way back to the vertical position of ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment, the balanced alignment. Make sure your pelvis is open and it's moving rhythmically up and down. Your belly button is moving up and down, absorbing the bounce in the horse's back. And see also if you can feel the lateral motion of the sitting trot. See if you can feel your hips moving side to side in a right-left fashion. You cannot create this motion. You can only feel the motion of the horse's back. Do not let the right-left motion come into your shoulders and do not shift your seat in the saddle from side to side, but feel your right hip lift and left and right, left, right, left. Make sure your sternum and rib cage is lifted to separate your lower body from your shoulders and arms. Your eyes are focused ahead and your hips, knees, and ankles do all of the work to absorb the motion of the horse's trot. As you sit the trot and you feel the lateral or side-to-side motion, when you feel your right hip elevate, it is when your horse's right hind leg is pushing off the ground. What you're feeling is the muscles of his back working as he pushes off with that leg. Prepare to reverse directions now. Eyes first, make a half circle to the right, come back to the rail and track left. Turn your eyes to the left as you come back towards the rail and now continue on at the sitting trot to the left. Again, I want you to think about the motion in your pelvis that absorbs the energy created in the horse's back by the trot. Your pelvis is moving both vertically up and down and laterally side to side at the same time. Now, feeling the lift in your horse's back, think about the trampoline effect and pick up the posting trot. Imagine you are on a trampoline and you are in the sitting position and you're going to bounce up and back down and go ahead to the posting trot tracking left. Allow the horse to push you up and out of the saddle and then sit all the way back down into the balanced position with each beat of the trot. Posting is a forward and back motion in a 1-2-1-2-1-2 rhythm. Do not rise any higher than necessary and use as much of the horse's energy as you can, the lift of his back, to push you up. Remember to rise from your thighs and not push up off the ball of your foot. Your heels should actually lengthen as you rise. The backside of your legs should lengthen, and you should feel your heels flex down every time you rise. Let's go back to the sitting trot now in preparation for the walk. And I want you to exhale, sink deep onto your horse's back, and ask him to walk. Sink deep onto your horse's back as you apply a little bit of resistance from your elbows and ask the horse to walk. You are now tracking left at a walk. Go ahead and lengthen your horse's reins and allow him to stretch out and catch his breath. Lengthen your reins and let him stretch his head and neck down into a low and level frame. And now we're going to do a reverse down the center line of the arena. So continue on at a walk all the way down the long side, and as you make the turn to the short side of the arena, you're going to go halfway down the short side and then turn left and cut straight down the center of the arena in a straight line, bisecting the arena in half. Take a far-off focus as you ride in a straight line down the center line of the arena at a walk. And turn right when you get to the other end of the arena, so you are doing a reverse down the center line. Take a far-off focus and ride your horse straight. Let's do another position inventory. Check for ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Your ear is back over your shoulder. Your shoulders are over your hips. Shoulders are down and long. Your sternum is lifted so that your rib cage is off of your spine. Your elbows are bent and at your side. Your hands are reaching forward so that your hands are in front of the saddle. There's a straight line from your elbow to your horse's mouth. Check that your pelvis is open so that your lower back is flat and relaxed, and you are feeling the side-to-side motion of the horse's walk. Continuing on with the position inventory, make sure that your legs are hanging straight down underneath you, your knees are relaxed and bent, and open your pelvis a little bit more as you lengthen the backside of your legs so that your weight drops into your heels. Very nice. Now that you've fine-tuned your position and balance, we're going to practice some transitions. A transition simply means change. There are many types of transitions you can do on a horse. You can do a transition within a gait. That might be going from a slow walk to a fast walk. Or you can do a transition between gaits. An upward transition between gaits might be from a walk to a trot. A downward transition would be from a trot to a walk. So let's start with some walk, halt, walk transitions. You are tracking right now at a walk. I want you to check your position one more time. Your eyes are focused ahead, shoulders are relaxed and down, pelvis is open, weight is sinking down into your heels. I want you to prepare to halt. As you exhale, shift your weight slightly back onto your seat bones and down into the saddle, close your elbows, and ask the horse to halt. Make sure to release the cue as soon as the horse begins to respond. Just for a moment, allow your horse to stand and relax. In fact, now is a good time to reach down and rub him on the withers and thank him for doing a good job. Now, slowly gather the reins back up and prepare to walk. And as you inhale, think of your energy coming forward slightly, closing your legs on the horse, giving a little release to his mouth, and ask him to walk. It's very important to time your breathing with your transitions, and it is very effective to exhale on your downward transitions and inhale on your upward transitions. We will go more into this theory in the second recording in this series when we work on communicating with the horse. But for right now, let's try a few more walk, halt, walk transitions. So prepare your horse to halt and exhale, sink down into the saddle, close the elbows. You may even want to use a voice cue and ask your horse to halt. The voice cue would be, whoa. And now prepare to walk, inhale, gather your energy, close your legs on the horse, and ask him to walk. Now let's work on some transitions within the walk and work on extending and collecting the walk. The way you extend the horse's walk is to simply increase the rhythm in your seat and legs. So right now, from a regular walk, if your pelvis is open and you've got good ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment, you're feeling the right, left motion of the horse's walk. Allow that rhythm to come down into your legs so that your legs are closing alternately on the horse's sides, right, left. And now increase that rhythm slightly in your seat and legs and see if you can increase the rhythm of the horse's walk. And lengthen his stride by increasing the energy and rhythm in your own seat and legs. Very good. Now, see if you can slow the rhythm of the horse's walk. Let your weight sink down a little bit more onto his back and slow the rhythm of your seat and legs. Let the horse come to your rhythm. Excellent transitions within the gait. Let's try that again. Ask the horse to extend the walk by increasing the energy and rhythm in your seat and legs. If he breaks into a trot, that's all right. He was just responding. Just gently and slowly pick up on the reins and sit down on your horse's back and ask him to come back to a walk. Then again, ask him to extend the walk. If you've got a jumpy or sensitive horse, you just need to slow down your legs a little bit. And now, let's ask the horse to come down to a slow walk. So exhale, sit down on his back, and slow the rhythm of your seat and legs. Okay, very nice. The more that you practice transitions, the better control and better communication that you will have with your horse. There is an old saying in horsemanship, and when I say old, we're talking thousands of years old, and the saying is that all of training occurs in transitions. This is an important concept to remember when you ride your horse or work him on the ground, that if you are just trotting around the rail or trotting down the road, there is no training occurring. The training occurs when you ask something of your horse and he complies. So transitions are always a good thing to practice. You should always find improvement in your horse when you do. All right, now we are ready for the last segment of our mounted workout, and we're going to prepare to do a little bit of canter work. If you're not ready to canter, that's fine. You can just continue on at the trot instead of at the canter. There's another old saying in horsemanship, and it says, the best way to improve the canter is to improve the trot. So don't get in a hurry to try the canter. You'll do it when you're ready. In the meantime, if you are ready to canter, we're going to do that now. But first, I'd like you to stop and reach down and check your horse's girth or cinch to make sure it is still tight enough. Turn the tape off and adjust your cinch if necessary. Now, in preparation for the canter or lope, I'd like you to gather up your horse's reins a little bit more and softly and slowly shorten your reins until you have the lightest contact with your horse's mouth. Prepare for the sitting trot, so gently reach forward with your hands and give a little bump, bump, bump with your calves until you are in the slow sitting trot. Prepare your horse for the canter by gathering up slightly on the reins as you increase your leg action. You're going to use a little bit of outside leg when you feel that your horse is ready, because his head comes up and his ears come back onto you. Go ahead and push with your seat and ask him to canter. Remember that the canter is a rolling, swinging gait. Keep your hands down and moving forward. At each stride of the canter, the horse drops his head down. Your hands must move forward with the horse to give him a release at each stride. Remember what we practiced on side A. The canter is a pumping motion like pushing a swing. You're going to make a circle with your hips, pumping down and forward, up and back. And as you circle your hips, your heels should flex down, down, down with every stride. Your hands are in front of the saddle, reaching for the horse's mouth. Your shoulders are back over your hips so that your hips have the full range of motion at the canter. Prepare to circle right at the canter. Make an even bigger circle than you did at the trot. Turn your eyes first and make a nice, round, rhythmic, arcing circle at the canter and come back to the rail, tracking right still. And now, prepare for the sitting trot and exhale, sink your weight down onto your horse's back, a little close of your elbows, and come back to the sitting trot. You are now at a sitting trot, tracking right. And I want you to come across the diagonal in a reverse, come around the short side of the arena in a sitting trot, and make a right-hand turn and cut diagonally across the arena at a sitting trot. When you get to the far opposite corner, you will turn left so that you are now tracking left at a sitting trot. But before we do the left lead canter, let's take one more position inventory. Your eyes are out ahead, ears are over your shoulders, shoulders are over your hips, your sternum is lifted, and your shoulders are long. Your elbows are bent and at your sides, your hands are reaching forward. If you find your hands back behind the saddle, you need to shorten your reins so that you can keep your hands out in front of you. Make sure your pelvis is open, the backside of your legs are lengthened, so that your weight is in your heels. Now, prepare your horse for the left lead canter. Gather the reins, add a little outside leg until you feel that your horse is ready, and then ask him to canter by pumping the swing and giving a little release with the hands for the left lead canter. Remember, eyes focused ahead, shoulders back over your hips so that you can circle your hips. Make that circle with your hips like you're pushing a swing. Let your heels come down, down, down every stride as you push that swing. Prepare to circle to the left and turn your eyes first. Make the circle twice as big as you think it should be so that your horse can maintain a steady, rhythmic canter. Very nice circle. Remember, your circle should always begin and end at the same spot, eyes focused ahead. Try to breathe in rhythm with your horse's canter, inhaling and exhaling in the same rhythm as his motion. Breathe in two strides and out two strides and in two strides and out two strides. Make sure your shoulders are square, your hands are reaching out in front of you, and your heels are down and long. And now prepare to trot and exhale, sink down onto your horse's back, close your elbows, and ask your horse to slow to a sitting trot. Continue the downward transition now to the walk, and exhale, sink down again onto your horse's back, close your elbows, and ask your horse to walk. Give him a loose rein now. Let him stretch his neck down and long. Reach down and rub him on the withers and thank him for working for you. Okay, we've had a nice workout now at the walk, trot, and canter. We've done circles, reverses, transitions. We've come down the center line and across the diagonal, working on straightness. Mostly what we've focused on is position. As you cool the horse down now, I'd like you to think a little bit more about your position. Let's go through the position inventory one more time. Your eyes are focused ahead in a far-off focus, taking in as much peripheral vision as you can. Your ears are back over your shoulders. The neck is touching the back of your collar. Your sternum is lifted and your lungs are fully inflated. Your shoulders are long. That line between your ear and the shoulder is long and relaxed. Your upper arm is hanging straight down. Your elbows are bent, but your hands and lower arm is reaching for the horse's mouth, stretching forward, giving to the horse with every stride. Your elbows act as shock absorbers, and as they open and close in rhythm with the horse's movement, your hands should always stay positioned in front of your saddle. If you find your hands behind the pommel of your saddle, your reins are too long. Make sure your shoulders are back over your hips, your pelvis is open. Remember, pull that cattail to open your pelvis just a little bit more, and you'll feel the motion of your horse's back as he walks. Your hips are swinging right, left in rhythm of the horse's walk. Your legs are hanging straight down beneath you so that you have good ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Your knees are bent and soft and relaxed. As you open your pelvis a little bit more, you're going to stretch down the back side of your legs so that your weight comes into your heels and is not pushing onto the stirrup or ball of your foot. Remember that a lot of riding has to do with muscle memory. Each and every time you get on your horse, you should get into the habit of doing a position inventory. I do it every time I ride, and I find that I can improve my own riding with just the mental discipline of doing a position inventory every time I get on a horse. Listen to this recording regularly to improve your balance and position. The next recording in this series is about communication and control. This is Julie Goodnight. You did a great job in this mounted workout, and be sure to thank your horse. and I look forward to working with you again as we stride for excellence. Until then, good riding.